Today, my guest is Derek Long, who is COO at LonePass. Welcome to the podcast, Derek.
Thank you, Rutger.
Now, we always start with that same question for everyone. So here it is for you. Why, Derek, yes. Do you do what you do?
For me, it is coming up with something different and unique. The last thing I want to do is just the same old, same old. So 33 years in mortgage industry, and I've always wanted to try and explore new opportunities and new ways of doing things.
So you are an innovator at heart.
I am. I don't like following the crowd. I like finding something different. So yeah, I've explored that in different ways, had an opportunity to found my own company before doing something nobody had ever done before. So it was a lot of fun, and now getting that chance again with LonePass.
So you like to do things differently and make things better, I hope. Well, so it's interesting to see that you picked the mortgage industry as a place to innovate in, because it's quite a conservative industry. So you really need to have a strong why to be able to survive in the mortgage industry and make things better.
Absolutely. It has been a struggle for those 30 plus year career, sometimes getting over those hurdles, but I enjoy the challenge.
Now, what is the number one use case that you solve for at LonePass?
I could talk about this for hours, but I will try to limit it to a few examples. I mean, one great example is a client of ours called Revolution Mortgage, large retail mortgage bank with over 100 retail branches.
Yep.
They were looking to expand their offering to more than just agency and government lending, and they wanted to create their own construction lending division. And also wanted to create their own custom portfolio non-QM lending product. Yep. And their current decisioning and pricing engine did not allow for that, didn't have the flexibility to do that. So they were looking for another solution. They found LonePass. And for the last year and a half, they've been using us, and it allows them to do things they simply couldn't do before. We've got another client, SmartFi Home Lending, who is a reverse mortgage lender that is trying to make reverse lending more accessible to traditional loan officers.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've ever know anything about reverse mortgage lending, but even after 30 years in the mortgage industry, the first time I saw a reverse rate sheet, I had no clue what it meant. I didn't understand any of it. It's just foreign. So LonePass became the first decisioning engine able to do reverse mortgages and even do it side by side, looking at a forward and giving loan officers the ability to compare both, which is something that can really help those of a certain age that are looking for options of what to do.
Yeah.
So those are a couple of examples of how we solve problems with the flexibility of LonePass, of what it can do that makes it unique. Another interesting example just occurred this past week. FICO has been trying to introduce a new type of score called the 10T. Their problem has been running into technology that can take in this stuff and adapt it. And so we created a simple version of LonePass that they could use. And at the NAMBA conference last week, they had a booth and they were using LonePass to show this in action, because we are the first pricing engine that can ingest this new 10T score, show it against the classic score, and show the differences. So just unique use cases where people just can't do things without something like LonePass.
So you help those people who want to do anything that's kind of out of the ordinary, anything that's not plain vanilla, you help do that and compare it to plain vanilla and say, hey, this is just a regular 30-year fixed conforming mortgage, but you can compare this to this reverse mortgage. How would that look?
And we can do that because of the flexibility of LonePass to be so configurable and do it without having to get engineering involved. Another interesting example was a client came to us and said they wanted to have a pricing special for their banking clients for the last 2 weeks of a month. If you do a loan with us now, there's a special.
Right.
With their current pricing engine, it took them 2 months to get that change. So it was a little late. In LonePass, a business admin can do it in 5 minutes. And so it gives them control, it gives them speed, flexibility, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that is very powerful. Now, when that all goes well, how do your customers talk about you? What do they say about the outcome that you're delivering for them?
One of the very first clients we brought into implementation, unasked for, came to me afterwards. I said, how did everything go? And she said, you guys are the best tech company we've ever worked with. And so I now, at every kickoff call with every new client, I tell them that story. And I tell them, I'm setting the bar really high. That's what I'm telling you right now. I expect you to be able to say the same thing. And if you can't, let us know. We get a lot of really nice compliments, not only because of the software, but because of our team and how we treat our clients.
And obviously, it keeps you sharp, because with that statement, you have to deliver.
It does. My team doesn't like it so much when I do it, but you know, I think it's a high standard, and I want to try to do that. We're trying to bring, you know, the value to our clients, and we do.
That's a very powerful customer story, and how they see you as the best tech company they've worked with. That is amazing. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking. Now, we don't know what the future is going to bring. We don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. But what I'd like to do here is just think 10 years out. So 2035, what do you think the mortgage market looks like? How will technology play a role in that? What are your thoughts? What's your vision for 10 years from now?
Well, for LoanPass, I have a very specific vision, and it has to do with part of how LoanPass was architected and part of our long-term goal. Because we don't want to be just a PPE or a pricing engine. Yep. We were designed to be a full AUS, automated underwriting system, okay, that also does pricing, which is kind of unique. And also, we were designed with the goal in mind of not being just a mortgage engine, but being able to do any lending product. Imagine 10 years down the road, you're a bank or a credit union or any kind of lending depositor that has their own unique lending guidelines and is looking for a decisioning engine that is flexible, that will take all of their custom stuff. You upload a credit report, you upload an appraisal, all of that data is taken in, and a DU or LP-like finding is created, but it's for your custom product, your guidelines, and it can be used for every lending product that your bank or credit union offers, your auto loans, your business loans. So you've got one tool custom to you, doing a full AUS, pulling in the credit, that kind of stuff. That's kind of the vision that we have for LoanPass.
So an automated underwriting system that basically allows you to underwrite any type of loan, not just mortgages, not just alternative mortgages, but any type of loan that has underwriting criteria that you can feed it.
Yeah, we just need guidelines and rates, and then we build it. Part of the power for us is a lot of our clients like to do it themselves. Like one of our very first clients, I was on a meeting with them last week, and they've been with us for 4 years now. And I asked them, you know, how's it going? And they said, oh, we just totally redid all of our guidelines, all of our adjustments, and we didn't know it because they never had to ask us a thing. They just did it themselves. And so that was a nice, powerful testimony to us as well.
Yeah, that you didn't even know that they were making the changes because it was so easy to make them. That is very, very powerful. Now, what else do you see 10 years out? Where do you see the rest of the market? So you have a vision for where you want to be.
Right.
What do you think is going to change over the next 10 years when it comes to mortgage lending, housing, anything futuristic? Yeah. What do you think?
Obviously, AI is on everybody's mind. And to me, the key is some people have wondered, can you use AI to make decisions?
Yeah.
And we think it's very clear you cannot. You can use AI to gather data. You can use AI to analyze, but you cannot, for any financial decision, if you just say, AI, tell me if I can approve this loan or not, you are going to be in trouble. Right. And so what you need is a very smart decisioning system like LoanPass that leverages AI as much as possible, that brings in the data, that helps verify the data, that does a lot of different things. And I think that's the direction things will be going, is certain pieces of the mortgage industry will be simplified and, you know, it'll just go instantaneously, but it has to be applied very carefully, which we're in this weird phase right now where we're trying to figure out what is that and what can it do? But the potential is massive.
That is a very interesting perspective that you have there, to say the AI doesn't have to do the final decision-making. It can do a lot of the things up until that point, but we'll still leave that to a human in the loop or a system that can do that, but not an artificial intelligence that actually makes that decision. That is probably going to sound like music to a lot of people's ears that are still a little bit worried about like hallucination and not sure if AI makes the right decision. Yeah. So that's an interesting perspective. So if that's where we're going, what can we do today to get ready for that future 10 years from now?
Be careful about the AI tools you're looking at, because I think I heard just this morning, 90% of mortgage AI solutions have failed. So there's a lot that people are thinking of, and the creativity is awesome, but it's the correct application of AI, and it's not replacing people, it's enhancing what people can do, making them more efficient, that kind of stuff. We're not getting rid of loan officers. We're figuring out how loan officers can do more loans and be more effective, or the same thing with processors, underwriters, that kind of stuff. So to me, that is the focus, is train, build your team with that in mind and look for improvements and enhancements, not replacements.
That is certainly a good thing to think about. And actually interesting to hear that from you, because you professed to be an innovator and want to change things, but you say not just changing for the sake of changing, we do want to make it better and safe.
We do. One of my big frustrations in this industry over the years has been all the change that's supposed to have happened to make a mortgage loan cheaper.
Yeah.
And if anything, has gotten more expensive. So all the technology has improved some areas, but it has not cut the costs as it needs to. And I think that's a huge, huge issue that we have to get to. We have to find ways to be both efficient in cost and efficient in time and resources. So there are some creative things I'm seeing out there. I like the fact that LoanPass's position ourselves to be the smart decisioning engine connected to lots of other technology. So it's not just lenders that we're working with, other vendor partners who are trying to find ways to leverage a very flexible, very adaptable, very smart engine that can make quick, instant decisions and move on from there.
That is probably a great point to wrap this up on. Thank you very much, Derek, for being on the podcast.
You bet. Thank you for having me, Rucker. I enjoyed it.
And until next time, choose to be curious.